From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. There's a freeze warning in effect tonight for the entire KPR listening area. It officially goes into effect at 1 a.m., runs through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. If you have tender plants outside, you might want to cover them up. Bring them in if you can. It is 56 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, lots of other frequencies too. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can actually see a listing of all the places you can hear us via terrestrial radio, and of course, worldwide on the World Wide Web.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We will talk about the effect of natural disasters on mental health. We'll tell you why a birthing center in Kansas had to close down. Natural birth is very popular. Why did this place have to close? Beck Shackelford-Wanganga looked into it, and she will tell us what she learned. And we will wrap up our interview with Mr. Al Pacino, all coming up before 7 o'clock. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming eclectic folk singer-songwriter Antje Duvokat, Sunday, October 20th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Clear skies tonight, widespread frost after midnight, a freeze warning going into effect at 1 a.m., running through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Tonight, lows in the 20s. Highs tomorrow in the lower 60s. Do expect a bit of frost in the morning.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org.
56 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 6:20.
Box tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will have your local and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, helping organizations and individuals confront complex issues to make progress on health rankings in Kansas. Learn more at kansashealth.org.
Speaking of news headlines, we have some coming up in just a few moments. There's a freeze warning in effect tonight for the entire KPR listening area. We'll see some areas. Sub-freezing temperatures down around 26. For most people, it'll be in the upper 20s or lower 30s.
And is unlikely to be resolved before Election Day.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Reading scores for Kansas students inched up for the second year in a row, and education leaders say a shift to science-based reading instruction is working. A report from the State Department of Education shows fewer students scored in the lowest level on this year's state assessment, which was held last spring. Education Commissioner Randy Watson says it's a positive trend, but there is still room for improvement.
You ought to celebrate. And then here's what I'm going to tell you. A third of the kids in level one is way too much because a third of our kids can't read well enough to go execute every post-secondary option they want.
Over the past 3 years, the Kansas State Board of Education has earmarked $25 million to train teachers in the science of reading. Across the state, students of color still score below their white peers in both reading and math. 11 Kansas communities have secured more than $17 million to shore up the energy grid. The investment combines nearly $12 million in federal funding from the U.S. Department of Energy and more than $5.8 million in matching funds from the state of Kansas. Governor Laura Kelly announced that funding today. Former chairman of Hallmark, civic leader and philanthropist, Donald Joyce Hall has died at the age of 96. Hall's tenure as Hallmark president and CEO saw the construction of Crown Center and other growth for the iconic Kansas City company. Hall's successor, Herb Hockaday Jr., says Hall was an innovator who could see into the future.
He was a giant in his corporate life, in his civic life, in his philanthropic life, in his family life. So he was, in his quiet, unassuming way, a Renaissance man. He may have looked like Clark Kent, but he was more like Superman.
Hall was involved in multiple civic initiatives over the decades. His legacy includes the Donald J. Hall Sculpture Park at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. The Hall Family Foundation is a major supporter of the Hall Center for the Humanities on the University of Kansas campus. A freeze warning in effect tonight for the entire KPR listening area beginning at 1 a.m. running through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're expecting lows in the upper 20s here in Lawrence. The time is 6:35.
So creating a system around us that continues to protect us and look after us even when an event like this happens.
That's Dr. Sandro Galea, Dean of Boston University's School of Public Health. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Women in Kansas and Missouri have fewer options on where to give birth, especially if they're looking to give birth holistically. A natural birthing center in Overland Park has closed. That's worsened the existing shortage of birth care. We learn more from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wongonga of the Kansas News Service.
When Kimberly Klopel envisioned the birth...
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on health, economics, and many other public policy issues. You'll find more stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We have many frequencies throughout the state due to the generosity of listeners just like you. You can join them at our website. Go to kansaspublicradio.org, click on the word support.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Lewis Black in Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. The final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
A little more All Things Considered still to come. Stay tuned if you're listening on KPR One. Up next, we have Evening Classical Music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR Two, we have Reveal coming up next. 55 degrees in Lawrence, 57 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Doubleday, publishers of Framed by John Grisham and Jim McCloskey. 10 true stories of innocent people framed for murder and their fight for freedom. Also available as an audiobook. From Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. From Cigna Healthcare, a health benefits provider that advocates for better health through every stage of life. Learn more at Cigna.com. And from Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through philanthropic support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org.
European election observers examine how people vote in the U.S. and share their views on the strengths and weaknesses of U.S. elections. That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 23rd, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss. One weekend only, October 24th through October 26th. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com.
Stay tuned. We have classical music coming up with Destiny. First, we'll get a quick update of news headlines from NPR, followed by Stardate. I want to remind you to mark your calendar for Saturday night, December 14th, as the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra brings the swing to the annual KPR Big Band Christmas Concert at Liberty Hall. Kick off your holiday season with some big band favorites and Christmas songs. Tickets on sale now at Liberty Hall and Ticketmaster.com. All the details at KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 7:01.